The war on drugs is breaking up families. It is pulling people out of church. If you're a fiscal conservative, we are spending $80 billion a year to overwhelmingly incarcerate people that are nonviolent offenders. What that means, they've only hurt themselves. But to bring it back here to Chicago, I believe, I shudder every time that I hear about another murder here in this city. It's a very dark time right now in Chicago. I believe that one of the reasons that we have so much violence in this country, in our cities, and here specifically in Chicago, is because the war on drugs in particular has created a black market. It has created gang warfare, turf warfare. And you know what? You know what? I will say something too. I will talk about a group of people who I think are the biggest victims of the war on drugs. The liberals won't talk about them because it's against their political agenda. Republicans and conservatives won't talk about this group who takes the biggest shaft in the war on drugs because it goes to show that their policies have failed. The biggest victims in the war on drugs are cops. The animosity that we have created in this country, most especially in our cities, between communities and law enforcement is absurd, it's ridiculous, and it doesn't need to be there. We need to get rid of the war on drugs. That is a colossal failure, no matter what set of eyes you're looking through, conservative or liberal. And it is one of the reasons that I think has created a cultural mess in this country. And I don't give a darn if you're Republican or Democrat. I hope that both sides can see that. That might be one thing.
Thank you. That wraps up our time. So applause to Congressman Radel. And again, I'm sure he'll stick around if you didn't get a chance to ask a question.
Thank you all so much. It's been great. Thank you.